You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
During his State of the Nation speech in Palmerston North this weekend, Winston Peters compared co-governance in Aotearoa to Nazi Germany. In a statement, New Zealand Jews Against Occupation called the Deputy Prime Minister's comments anti-Maori and anti-Semitic. I spoke to Jewish New Zealander and Dianu co-founder Justine Sachs about what she believes the consequences are of a statement like this coming from a senior politician like Peters. What is your response to Winston Peters' comments over the weekend?
I was absolutely appalled and disgusted by the Deputy Prime Minister's comments. We do hear people making light of the Shoah, the Holocaust and Nazi Germany and using it as like a rhetorical tool to kind of win arguments. That happens. But to hear it come from like someone like the Deputy Prime Minister is really disturbing. It does belittle. The horror that was the Holocaust, the horror that was Nazi Germany, and it's deeply offensive to compare our obligations under, you know, Te Tiriti or Waitangi to give Māori a seat at the table and to let them have a say in decisions that impact their communities, to compare that to supremacist, deeply violent ideology. And I think everybody knows that that comparison is just so inverted. It doesn't reflect reality, because supremacy is about, you know, oppression, oppressing a people. And what we're doing when we try to uphold Te Tiriti or Waitangi is actually heal and repair from the harms of oppression, right, and colonization. So the comparison is just topsy-turvy. It's so, so offensive. For Jewish New Zealanders and Māori, I believe, and I'm just shocked to hear it. You know, it's a deeply irresponsible comment, yeah.
What implications are you concerned that a comment like this coming from a senior politician in particular could have?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to be really stark here and say that I think it's a form of Holocaust denial, in a sense, to compare something as, you know, like, something like co-governance to Nazi Germany, it is a form of Holocaust denial, because it's the belittling of what Nazi Germany was and what it represents to so many people who were impacted by that regime. To compare it to, you know, attempts to make Aotearoa more equitable, a more equal place is just really disturbing. I think it fans the flames of anti-Semitism. I think it fans the flames of anti-Māori racism. And to come from the Deputy Prime Minister, it gives it some legitimacy. So I'm really disturbed. I'm really, really disturbed. It's like the Deputy Prime Minister is like an internet comment section come to life yesterday. It was not something you like to see. I don't know. And I think there needs to be political consequences. Clearly this, like, Christopher Luxon has lost control of this, of his coalition. If there are no consequences, what does that say? Like, this is okay, it's not okay. So I'm looking forward, like, I think the pressure needs to be really on the Prime Minister to hold the Deputy Prime Minister to account for these comments. They're completely unacceptable. And if they are made acceptable, I think it's a really dark track that we're going down as a country.
And Peters described co-governance arrangements as race-based theory. Why do you believe this is misinformed?
I mean, again, like, I just have to refer to it as, like, topsy-turvy. Colonization was a racial system that, you know, rendered, like, made Māori unequal in their land. So to, like, co-governance is a reflection of a racist society, right? You can't create, like, colonization created racial inequities, and the attempt to redress that is not the same as ideologies of racial supremacy. And, like, it's almost victim-blaming. And I think that is what is truly so disturbing about the comments, like, to compare it to this system of oppression, to compare, like, attempts to redress oppression, histories of oppression and colonization. It's really disturbing, and it's not equivalent. And I think everybody knows that. And it's the abuse of these histories. It's the abuse of these analogies. When, you know, whether it's David Seymour comparing co-governance to South African apartheid, or now Winston Peters taking it up to another level, comparing it to Nazi Germany, you know, it's actually really offensive to the people who've lived under these oppressive regimes. It is not Māori's fault that colonization happened and there was a system of racial hierarchy and inequality. That is colonization. the attempt to redress that is not equivalent to that.
What more do you believe could be done to condemn Winston Peters' comments?
I think our target needs to be Christopher Luxon. I think Luxon ultimately is the person who is accountable and responsible for the comments of anyone within this government. So I think we need to be emailing Mr. Luxon's office and ensuring that there is some accountability for the Deputy Prime Minister. I mean, look, I would go so far as to say I don't think he's fit for the role. These comments really are that egregious that I think he should resign. But obviously that's a big call and I don't have the power to make that happen. But I don't think Winston Peters is fit to stand. I'm concerned that mainstream Jewish institutions in New Zealand have this focus on what's defending Israel and the actions of the Israeli government to the detriment of the New Zealand Jewish community. So, when we actually see local instances of anti-Semitism, and it's disproportionately coming from the right, we don't really see these institutions being, proactive or really defending our community. So it really does concern me that, like, real anti-Semitism is being kind of dismissed or, not fully being kind of pointed out and held to account because Winston Peters, for instance, is someone who's been a big supporter of Israel. So that really concerns me. The fact that Dayenu has come, stepped up and been really loud about this. I mean, ultimately, we're a collective of Jewish New Zealanders, but we are not the institutions that claim to represent our community. And so where are they? A comment, a single comment in a media piece isn't enough. We actually need to see you advocating for our community.
That was Dayenu co-founder Justine Sachs on Winston Peters' comments comparing co-governance and Nazi Germany.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.